2010 metai vasario 20 diena. Toliau pratęsim skaityti Mahabharatą verstą Krishna Dharmas Prabhu. Pirmą dalį, 26 skyrių pratęsim skaityti. Skyrius vadinasi Pakeliui į Badarika Ašamą. The Pandavas passed their days discussing spiritual topics and the art of kingship and hearing the Brahmins' recitation from scripture.
Tai va, tokius, vat, tokius, tokias asmenybės leisti į postą visiškai saugu, dėl to, kad jie turi prisirišimą prie Dievo. Kalbas, reiškia, dienų dienas dvasiniais temom. Žmonės visus negali kalbėti dvasiniam temom, nes negyvena dvasiniu gyvenimą. Visi kalba daugiausia materialiom temom, nes gyvena materialą gyvenimą. They also underwent a daily regime of physical training to keep themselves fit as warriors. Reiškia, atliko ir materialės pareigas, ir dvasinės. Draupadi cooked wild roots and vegetables gathered in the forest, then placed everything on the sun god's dish and offered the food to the Lord. From the inexhaustible plate, she then fed the hundreds of sages, then her husbands, and after everyone else had eaten, she accepted her own meal. Reik primint, kad jinai buvo gavusi, reiškia, tokį saulės dievo indą, kuriame virdavo ir iš kurio dalindavo maistą, ir jau ir jinai tas indas daugindavo tą maistą ir galėdavo pridaryti kiek nori pamaitinti. Bet kada jinai paragaudavo, maistas daugiau nesidaugindavo tą mindę. Toks buvo gautas dovana. Neatsimenu, iš ko negavo. Besides the Brahmins who resided near the Pandavas, many traveling Brahmins stopped to see Yudhishthira. From them, Yudhishthira learned that Arjuna was performing severe asceticism in the Himalayas. The Pandavas and Draupadi felt pained to hear of it and prayed that he would soon achieve the goal of his mission and return. One day, Yudhishthira saw the effulgent Rishanarada standing before him. After the Pandavas had worshipped him, the sage offered his blessings and asked if there was anything he could do for them. Yudhishthira bowed before Narada and said that he wished to travel to various pilgrimage sites. He asked Narada which sites would be most beneficial for them to visit. Narada told Yudhishthira of the many holy places he should visit with his brothers. He also asked Yudhishthira to request the rishis who were living with the Pandavas to accompany them. In this way, O king, you will receive great merit. The paths to the Tirthas I have described are infested with rakshasas. Tirtha tai yra šventa vieta. Only you are able to visit such holy places and thus enable these Brahmins to see them as well. Taškiai įdomu, kad va, to, keliai į tas šventas vietas būdavo. Būdavo kaip ir neprižiūrimi, bet tuose keliuose gyvendavo rakšasai. Just after Narada departed, Lomasha Rishi arrived. The sage was radiant in his black deerskin and he carried only a water pot. Receiving him with honor, the Pandavas sat around him and asked him to tell of his travels. Lomasha replied, O heroes, while journeying throughout the worlds, I went to Amaravati, Indra's great city. Nu, čia tai asmenybės, reiškia. Keliauja per daugelį pasaulio. There I saw the exalted king of the celestials, and, to my astonishment, your brother Arjuna sharing his throne. Indra asked me to come to you and to assure you of Arjuna's welfare. Thus I have come with all speed. Lomasha told the Pandavas how Arjuna had acquired the celestial weapons, including Shiva's famous weapon. He had also learned to sing and dance from the Gandharvas. Gandharvai yra juk ekspertai dainavime ir šokime. He would be returning soon. Your brother asked me to lead you to the Tirthas, so that you may gain pious merits. Indra also made this request, and it is my desire as well. Although I have already been to all the Tirthas twice, I shall go for a third time with you. Yudhishthira and his brothers were overjoyed to hear of Arjuna's success. Yudhishthira said, O exalted Brahmin, your words are like a shower of nectar. Who could be more fortunate than one who is remembered by the king of the celestials? Now having you as our guide, our fortune is complete. Be pleased, O Rishi, to show us all the holy places. Dar vienas požymis, kad dvasinė draugystė yra labai labai stipri ir sukelia didelės emocijas. Mes nepamatysim šiais laikais taip dažnai, kad broliai būtų vienas prie kito taip prisirišę, bet vat, Yudhishthira ir kiti pandavai buvo be galo prisirišę prie Arjunos. Pas jos buvo dvasinis ryšys, nematerialus. Kaip sielo su siela. Yudhishthira then addressed the Brahmins who were staying with them. O best of man, let those mendicants, Brahmins and yogis, who are incapable of bearing hunger, thirst, and the fatigue of trial and severe climate, desist from following me. Yudhishthira knew that the journey to the Tirthas would be difficult. He didn't want to expose the Brahmins to unnecessary suffering. He continued, all those desiring regular meals and living upon cooked food should stay back. You may now go to King Dhritarashtra for your maintenance. The king of the Panchalas will also provide for you. With your permission, we shall now depart. Sorrowfully, a number of Brahmins took their leave and traveled toward Hastinapura. Hey. Čia reiškia troškulio, alkio ir nuovargio. Tie, kurie negalėjo pakęsti, negalėjo eiti. Ir buvo daug tokių, pagrindė visi. Only a few hundred ascetic Brahmins remained to travel with Lomasha, Domya and the Pandavas. They chose a day to begin their pilgrimage, which was marked by favorable constellations. Then, before leaving, the brothers put on armor over their deerskin and bark garments. They took up their weapons with the expectation of meeting Rakshasas. As they began their journey, Yudhishthira said to Lomasha, O foremost of celestial rishis, I don't think that I am without religious merit, but still I am afflicted with sorrow. On the other hand, I see that my enemies lack all merit, but yet they prosper. How can such apparent contradictions exist? O son of Kunti, you should never grieve for such things. Faktiškai jo, Yudhishthira buvo joga majas įtaka, jis klausė, va, aš esu, nesu toks nereligingas, bet esu kančioj, o tie, kurie visiškai neturi religijos jokių nuopelnų, jie klesti, kaip taip gali būti. Čia kaip Arjuna, kuris kšetras mušė, buvo apgaubtas joga majas ir klausė, va, o kaip aš galiu kautis, aš nužudysiu savo giminaičius tarsi. Ne, tarsi nebūtų realizavęs, kad tie giminaičiai jie nežus, ten tik kūnai nukris. Kūnai žus ir viskas. A man may be seen to prosper in sin, obtain good fruits or vanquish his enemies, but he is finally destroyed to the root. I have seen many daityas and danavas prosper by sin, but I have also seen them overtaken by utter destruction. O ruler of the earth, I saw all this in the Satya Yuga especially. Oho, labai įdomus dalykas. Satya Yuga. Jau buvo demonų. Lamasha narrated how during Satya Yuga, the first in the cycle of ages, the asuras pridefully refused to perform religious acts while the devas practiced virtue and engaged in sacrifice. At first, the asuras, seeking only wealth, became powerful and wealthy, but it didn't last. From the possession of ill-gotten wealth, there arose every kind of evil propensity, and from that arose shamelessness. All good behavior disappeared, and for want of good conduct and virtue, the asuras could no longer express forgiveness or morality. They lost their prosperity because the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, left the asuras and sought out the celestials, while the goddess of adversity, Alakshmi, sought out the asuras. When afflicted by the adversity, the asuras became angry and became possessed by Kali, the god of quarrel and destruction, who influenced them toward more and more sin. Destitute of all sacrifice and religious ritual, they soon met complete ruin. Visas degradacijos kelias aprašyta. Pirma atsisakai religingumo, dvasinės praktikos, po to atsiranda polinkis daryti nuodėmes. Ir kai daliai daug nuodėmių atsiranda, kas, reiškia, jau begėdiškumo jausmas, nejauti jokios sąžinės, jokios gėdos. Tada Lakšmi palieka jau ir ateina Alakšmi. Tai yra klestėjimas dingsta. Po to dar užeina kalėjai, tai yra prasideda konfliktai. Ir jau po konfliktų konfliktai ir barniai. Ir tada jau eina šitas susinaikinimas. Therefore, O best of men, you too will gain good fortune by visiting Tirthas and by your ascetic life in the forest. Dhritarashtra's sons, addicted to sin, will certainly be destroyed exactly as the asuras were destroyed. Nu, taip ir dabar gali atrodyti, kad pasaulyje vat, yra iš tikrųjų demoniškos natūros asmenybės valdo pasaulyje pagrinde. Bet laikas ateis ir laikas ateis ir jie gaus savo atlygį. Reassured by Lamasha's words, Dishtira and his brothers, along with Draupadi, followed the Rishi from the forest. Behind them walked their attendants, headed by Indrasena, the brothers' long-time intimate servant, who had gone with them into the forest. The Brahmins followed the servants, and the party formed a long line throughout the undergrowth. Gradually they visited the many sacred tirthas and bathed numerous holy rivers and lakes. They offered oblations to their ancestors and heard spiritual instructions from the ascetics living at the sacred sites. The brothers also heard the fascinating accounts of kings and rishis of former ages associated with all the holy places. Vat buvo kultūra, reiškia, kad tu eini miškus, į tas šventas vietas, kažkur tai kalnuose ar miškuose. Ten gyvena kitas sluoksnis žmonių, tai yra ryšiai, jogai, asketai, brahmanai ir taip toliau. Ir ten yra visai kita kultūra, kitos tradicijos. Tai buvo dvasinis žendinys Indijos. Dabar tai sunykia, bet mes galim matyti, kaip atrodė miškai ir visai ir kalnai vedinių laikų. Čia yra labai įdomus. Iš tikrųjų, tai yra labai įdomu. When they reached the Himalayas, Lamasha warned the party to proceed with caution. There is Mount Meru and the peaks of Kailasha, Gandhamadana, Trishringa and Makaragiri, he said pointing ahead to the splendid mountain rising into the clouds. Čia rodo, kad jie keliavo per kitas sferas, vis pamirštų tas teritorijas. Džembudvipoje yra įvairios varšos, tai yra sferos. Tai yra visai kitose dimensijose, jų yra devynios. Ir tai, kad jie nukeliavo iki Meru kalno, reiškia, jie perėjo ne vieną varšą. Nu, kažkur kirto tas teritorijas. Mūsų žemė yra tik yra Barata varša. Tai viena iš devynių. Here reside thousands of invincible celestial beings. The Kimpurushas, Yakshas, Kinaras, Suparnas, Nagas and Rakshasas, all as swift as the wind and as powerful as a thousand mighty elephants, move about on these mountain ranges. Sinful men cannot gain access here, for they will be destroyed by the celestials. Nu va, reiškia, šitas teritorijas yra saugomas. Šitų asmenybų. Įdomi labai informacija. As Lamasha prayed to the gods for protection, Yudhishthira said to Bhima, carefully guard Draupadi, dear brother. She always seeks and deserves your protection when she is afraid. We shall now proceed into these sacred mountains. By virtue of our asceticism and the pious merits we have earned through sacrifice, we may all be allowed to approach this holy region. Iškiai, šventas regionas prasideda. Ir tai dar yra, čia yra mūsų planetarinė sistema. Meru kalnas. Lamasha had told the brothers that they would meet Arjuna in the mountains as he descended from heaven onto the summit of the Gandhamadana mountain. They decided to go there and await Arjuna's arrival. The path to the mountain peak, however, was fraught with danger. Lamasha asked Yudhishthira to tell his servants and most of the Brahmins to stay back. Bhima then placed Draupadi on his shoulders, and the party, with only a few Brahmins, made their way into the Himalayan range along the crazy mountain paths. Wow. The terrain was rugged, and the climb arduous. At last they came to the Alakananda River, said to descend to earth from the heavens. They worshipped the holy river and bathed in its crystal clear waters. The brothers looked around at the brilliant scenery that surrounded them on the high mountain plateau. It seemed as if they had arrived on a heavenly planet. Blossoming trees of every color gave off celestial fragrances. Koks įdomus dalykas aprašo, kad žydintis medžiai visų spalvų, iškiai visokių spalvų buvo žiedų. Pas mus kokios būna baltos, rausvos, melsvos, violetinės. Čia buvo visokių spalvų. Iškiai ir juodas, gali būti, ir mėlynos, ir oranžinis, ir visokiausių. The ground was carpeted with soft bluish grasses and expanses of wild flowers. Transparent lakes filled with blue lotuses and crowded with swans and chakravarkas lay amid groves of fruit trees. The musical sounds of cuckoos, peacocks and countless other birds filled the air. Lamasha told the Pandavas that Indra came daily to this region to perform his rituals and prayers. The brothers saw in the distance what appeared to be a number of massive white mountains, but Lamasha told them it was the bones of Naraka, a mighty asura whom Vishnu had slain in a past age. The Rishi related the story as they traveled onward toward Gandhamadana. As they approached the mountain, the path became increasingly difficult. Leaving behind the heavenly terrain, they moved slowly along snow-bound and rocky paths. Suddenly, a violent wind blew up, filling the air with dust and dried leaves, blinding the Pandavas. Bhima held onto Draupadi, who became terror-stricken as she heard great trees crashing to the ground all around them. It felt as if the mountain itself were being torn asunder by some celestial power. Each of them sought whatever shelter they could find beneath rocks and huge sol trees. When the dust storms subsided, rain fell in torrents. Rivulets and streams began to flow everywhere, covered in froth and mud. As the rain continued, the streams grew louder and wider, and began to carry away trees and bushes. The sky was thick with black clouds, throwing out quick lightning, which, despite the ferocity of the storm, seemed to play with grace upon the mountainside. Gradually the storm abated and the sky cleared. The sun shone brightly and steam began to rise from the ground. The travelers emerged from their hiding places and, reunited, continued toward Kanhamadana. But Drupadi was exhausted and felt she couldn't go any further. Overwhelmed, she fainted and fell to the ground like a plantain tree uprooted by the wind. Nakula rushed forward and caught her as she fell, and laid her gently on the deerskin Sahadeva spread out. Yudhishthira said, "How can this beautiful lady, accustomed to every luxury, sleep now on the ground? Her delicate hands and feet have turned blue with cold, and she lies there exhausted. Alas, this is all my doing. Addicted to dice, I have acted foolishly and brought great suffering on those I love. King Drupada bestowed this princess upon us in the hope that she would be happy. Now she lays prostrate on the ground in this fearful wilderness." Novate. Čia vėl Yudhishthira, norim prisiminti, kad Yudhishthira buvo prisirišęs tarsi prie kauliukų žaidimais. Ir jisai dabar pergyvena, jisai save smerkia, kad jisai pralošė tą Draupadį ir taip toliau. Pralošė visą savo karalystę, dėl to Draupadį dabar turi gulėti su pašalusiam pamėlusiam kojomis ant žemės ir taip toliau. Ir... Vėlgi, kai Mahabharata juk yra tam, kad pamokytų žmonės, tik tie, kūriniai buvo užrašyti, kad mokytų kartų kartas. Yudhishthira buvo yoga majas įtaka. Ir jis taip elgėsi, lyg būtų sąlygotas žmogus, žaidė kauliukais ir visa kita. Nors iš tikrųjų jis buvo išsivadavęs sielą. Lamasha and Domi recited mantras capable of destroying all ills. Nakula gently fanned Drupadi while Sahadeva massaged her feet. As she slowly regained consciousness, Yudhishthira consoled her. He looked at Bhima. "How shall we carry on, O mighty armed one? Many rugged and icy paths lie ahead. I don't think that Drupadi will be able to tolerate the journey." Bhima suggested that they summon Ghatotkacha. "My son is powerful and can carry us through the skies. O king, simply order me, and I shall bring him here by thought alone." Taigi tiesa, Bhima turėjo norakšasis vaiką. Yudhishthira agreed, and Bhima sat down and meditated upon his son. As soon as he was remembered, Ghatotkacha appeared before Bhima and stood with folded palms. He bowed at his father's feet and saluted the other Pandavas reverently. After an affectionate welcome, he said, "O sinless one, once my father has summoned me and I am ready to do your bidding. Please command me." Bhima embraced his son. "O invincible hero, O child, we are proceeding to the peak of Mount Gandhamadana, where we shall again see our brother Arjuna. Your mother is worn out with fatigue and cannot continue. Nor shall we find it easy ourselves to follow the tortuous mountain paths, covered as they are by ice and snow. You should therefore carry us through the skies." čia buvo dar parašyta jo, kad Dhaumya ir Lamaša žinojo mandras, kurie galėjo gydyti bet kokias šitas ligas. Taip kaip Jėzus galėjo gydyti bet ką, taip ir tos asmenybės turėjo jėgą. God at catch about, with pleasure I have at my command hundreds of sky-ranging rakshasas. O Father, I shall carry my mother Drupadi, while other rakshasas will carry you and your brothers and all these brahmins. Gatatkacha gently placed Drupadi in his shoulders. He looked upon her as he would look upon his own mother, Hidimbi. Other huge-bodied rakshasas suddenly appeared and picked up the travelers. Lamasha, however, rose unaided into the sky by his own mystic power, appearing like a second sun. Čia tai reikalas. Tai fantastinis filmas, no? The Rakshasas flew swiftly through the heavens along the Siddha's path. As the party traveled, they saw beneath them the beautiful lands inhabited by Vidyadharas, Kinaras, Kimpurshas, Gandharvas and other divine beings. They saw great forests intersected by rivers and filled with elephants, bears, apes, rurus, surabhi cows and buffaloes. They passed over the country of the Uttarakurus. Finally, they all arrived at the Gandhamadana mountain. The Rakshasas took them high onto the mountain to Badarikashram, the ancient hermitage of Nara and Narayana rishis. The Pandavas gazed around in wonder. Even though they were high in the mountains, the entire region was adorned with celestial trees in full blossom. They saw the great Badari tree spread out like a vast umbrella of lush green foliage, from which the ashram had derived its name. Badari, medis kažkoks yra, kuris kaip lietsargis. Žalias lietsargis, tankių lapų. Padaro tokią pavėsinę. Badari ašamas. Badarik. The tree exuded freshness and calm, and it invited shelter beneath its boughs. Its branches were loaded with ripened fruits. Colorful birds, intoxicated with the honey, falling from the fruits, flew in and out of the tree, filling the air with music. The Pandavas approached the Badari tree with folded palms. It was surrounded by soft bluish-green grass. Tai melsvai žalia. Countless thatched cottages, the dwellings of numerous rishis, stood around the tree. The whole region was lit by its own effulgence, requiring neither sunlight nor moonlight, and it was free from excessive heat and cold. The brothers felt both their physical pains and their mental anxieties dissipating. Even their hunger and thirst abated as their minds filled with a deep peace. As they looked about, they noticed the many sacrificial altars tended by ascetics, and they heard Brahmins chanting in melodious voices. Nearby, the cool and clear waters of the Ganges flowed on its way to Bharata, after having descended from heaven. Vat reiškia čia, rašo, kad Ganga tekėjo į Bharatą, į Bharatą Varšą, iškiai kitoj Varšoj buvo, kitam regione. Some of the foremost rishis living in the hermitage came forward to receive the travelers. By their mystic vision, they already knew who their guests were, and after accepting their obeisances, they honored them with offerings of pure water, fruits and flowers. Mes galim svečius sutikti paprasčiausiai, pasiūlydami skaidrų vandenį, vaisių ir gėlių. Ir Krišna Gitoj sako, kas su meilė man pasiūlys vandens, vaisių ar žiedlapių, aš priimsiu. Yudhishthira thanked Gatatkacha and his followers and asked them to remain with them until they returned to the Kamyaka. On the advice of Lamasha and Dhaumya, the Pandavas took up residence with the rishis to await Arjuna's arrival, passing their time hearing the many rishis' spiritual discourses. Na, čia superinis skyrius, labai daug informacijos apie kitus regionus. Taip pat baigėsi.
26 skyrius. Nu, mes matom, kad buvo asmenybės vediniais laikais, kurios negalėjo net patekti į tuos regionus. Buvo asmenybės, kurios galėjo patekti. Ir netgi su tais pačiais kūnais, kaip Pandavus nunešė į tuos regionus, Lomaša ryšis savo mistinį jėgą pakilo į orą ir keliavo. Tuos regionas reiškia Kempuršos, Kinarai, Vidyadharai, Gandarvas, taip toliau. Reik supras, kad papulti tuos regionus galima, bet reik turėti labai labai. Reik faktiškai būti minimaliai jau darybės gunoje. Tai yra būti kaip ir šventai asmenybei. Ir kad tai yra dar tik tais mūsų, kiek bent jau aš suprantau, mūsų planetarinė sistema, ką jau kalbėt apie dar kitas šešias. Vadant, kiek yra visato spektras didelis, mūsų protas jau žemėje spektro, gyvūnų, augalų, žmonių charakterių neapima. Bet ir mes galvom, kad to jau užtenka ir jau čia tikrai jau tiek didelis spektras, kad jau daugiau ir vargu ar bus. Čia ta debiliška, pači debiliškiausia idėja, kuri buvo daug labai metų skleidžiama, kad mes turbūt vieni ir čia visato ir ar yra gyvybė kitose planetose iki tokių absurdiškumų, kai jų yra milijardai tų planetų. Tai va, tai jeigu mes nesuvokėm visatos įvairovės, fauno, faunos ir floros ir žmonių įvairovės nesuvokėm, tai nereiškia, kad tos įvairovės nėra, jeigu mes nesuvokėm visatos, kad gali būti kitos civilizacijos, nes jau mums ši civilizacija yra tiek pilnai įvairovės, tai nereiškia, kad jų nėra. Tos civilizacijos yra. Tai vat dažnai mes linkę neigti tai, ko mes patys jau nebesugebam suprasti arba pajusti. Ir tai mūsų dar šita visa, tai yra pati mažiausia iš visų. Tai galim suvokti, ant kiek yra Krišnos kūrybinė potencija, maštabinė. Kad mes net tūkstantojo vieno procento tos kūrybinės potencijos nepajėgus turbūt net suvokti. Kad jis sukuria visą įvairovę visatoje. Ir mums užtenka už žemėje, kad tos įvairovės būtų pakankamai. Kur jau kalbėti kitus regionus šitoj planetariniai sistemai. Kaip ten yra Varšas, tai mūsų yra Barta, po to į Lavrita Varša, Kempūrų Varša, ten ir taip toliau, dar 9. Ir Džambudvipa yra sala, yra dar 6 salas, tai yra mūsų planetarinė sistema. Ir po to eina dar į viršų 6 planetarinės sistemos, kurioje kiekvienoje milijonai ten planetų, su savo civilizacijom, gyvom esybėm, kultūra, muzika, menų, mokslų ir architektūra ir taip toliau. Ir kur jau ten? Ant tiek įvairovė, kad mūsų labai sunku su apriepti. Bet suprast logiškai, kad yra tas dalykas, tik nesunku. Nes jeigu mes priėmam, kad Krišna turi be galo daug kūrybinės potencijos, kokia problema priimti, kad jisai gali begalybę įvairovės sukurti. Ir jeigu mums reikia kūrybinės galės, ko daugiau prašyti, jeigu ne Krišnos? Kitą dieną pratęsim skaityti 27 skyrių. Hare Krišna.